Hi, my name is Adiri Magala. I am currently serving as a youth leader and have been part of FBCA for pretty much my entire life, as long as I can remember. Welcome to our daily Lenten prayer services. Today, my question is, Jesus tells stories about the kingdom of God, and his stories almost always surprise us. What do you imagine when you imagine the kingdom of God? So, for me, I think a story comes to mind where my dad actually asked me, he was like, it was one of those like psychology tricks where he was like, oh, you see a wall in a forest and you can't see over the wall. It's just a big wall. And then you climb the wall and then you look over it and what do you see? And I said, I see the beach and the sun out, and I see another field of like a grassy field somehow next to the beach, you know, there's sand and then there's the grassy field. And then I see all my friends and family sitting at table, laughing, sharing food, and just enjoying time together. And I just saw this whole thing play out. And then he was like, oh, this is supposed to be what you think heaven looks like. I was like, funny, you know, the hell the psychology tricks are. And so that's kind of what I actually do picture the kingdom of God to look like. At the time, I obviously didn't know what was going on, but when I do think about it, I think about spending good time with friends and family and just spreading love. I work in the service industry. I actually just came off of work. But I really get to experience people when and how they share love with each other through food, through drink, and then through laughter. And it's one of my favorite parts of the job, is just being able to create laughter and be able to make those experiences better for those people. It's really just a beautiful thing to see people come around a table. And I think that's, you know, sharing a meal with people is something that is just so, it feels so holy, and it should, because I mean, when Jesus had that Last Supper, he broke the bread and you know, he gave the wine as his blood and his body. And I think that communion is present at any table, and God's presence is present at any table where love and joy is being spread. And to me, that's really what I imagine the kingdom of God to look like, a community of just loving, beautiful people. And that's just what I think. You know, obviously the Bible says its own things, and you know, Revelations is the book to go to if you want to really look into what heaven is supposed to look like according to the Bible. But to me, this is what I imagine, just from my imagination. So I think whatever your heaven is, I think that's something that we should live out as much as we can right now, because I think spreading that love and spreading that joy is something we can do every single day, and we can do that here on this earth. And I think that's what God calls us to do, is spread love as much as we can. So just to close out, I'm going to close this out in prayer. Just bow your head, close your eyes with me. Dear Lord, please make us remember that we can try to have our own little piece of heaven right here on this earth by spreading your love and spreading your joy and spreading your kindness to any people that we come across, and the people that we know and the people that we don't know. Please let us remember that in community, we can become closer to you than we can by ourselves. And please help us to remember that no matter what happens in our life, we should always show love to people as much as we can. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. God bless.